So coming into a comfortable posture for meditation and stillness. And coming into the full moon of the month of Visakha, celebrating the holiday of Vesak or Visakha Puja, honoring the Buddha, the birth, enlightenment, and death of this incredible human being. And so we'll do a simplified version of the meditation on the recollection of the qualities of the Buddha, called Buddha Nusati. Beginning as always, finding an easeful posture that's alert and relaxed. You can soften around the eyes and jaw, shoulders and belly. Allow the breath to pour into the body and out. Connecting with the long breath. And then relaxing into the shorter, more released breath. Whenever you like. Working with the breath in a way that supports the states of comfort and ease, brightness of mind. This practice of sitting in meditation is praised by the Buddha and the Buddhist tradition as one of the most powerful practices for the liberation of the heart, coming to deep understanding, uprooting the ancient traumas of greed, hatred, and delusion from the heart. And this practice was really developed by this person, Siddhartha Gautama, who built on practices he had been taught by meditation teachers of his day, and added to those practices refinements and new methods. To build the foundation for the system we now continue to study and be served so well by. And so on this holiday of Vesak, we have the opportunity to bring to the heart, mind, the memory of this person. Maybe it comes as an image. An image of a person sitting, wearing robes, or standing, or walking, or lying down. Maybe there's a favorite statue that you've seen, or an image you've seen, you could bring to mind. Or you think of a person, brown-skinned, what we would now call North Indian, a prince in a country called Magadha, from the family of the Sakyans, leaving home and going into the wilderness to seek peace in the heart, and finding it and teaching it to his family and friends initially, and then to thousands and thousands of people. And what comes to your heart or your mind when you think of this person, this great teacher, founder of one of the world lineages? And the practice of recollecting the Buddha can be done in a very open-ended way like this. Just connecting with the person of the Buddha. As an image, an archetype. A historical story. And see what comes to your own heart as you bring this being, this person to mind. Notice any of the positive qualities that come with this. There's probably some qualities that speak to your personality, your story, your needs. Maybe you perceive this person's peacefulness or their loving nature or their skillfulness in teaching. Maybe you connect with their care for the poor, their opposition to the caste system. Maybe you connect with this being a suffering human being like all the rest of us that tried with all of his energy to find the way to freedom. A seeker. And just notice the qualities that come forward for you around this person we call the Buddha. And see if you can really turn that quality over in the heart or feel its resonance. You can turn the quality into a name, the peaceful one, the skillful one, the kind one. When I'm doing this, generally, I'll try to hold a visual image of the Buddha in my mind's eye or in the heart space so that it doesn't become too wrapped up in thinking. Sometimes you might just feel gratitude for the Dharma, for these lineages. You just hold that quality. So the meditation is to hold the image, to feel the quality, and invite the felt sense of this wholesome quality of the Buddha, or several qualities in turn, to just grow, to fill the room we're in, to be held in the heart with clarity and appreciation. And you can just say the word, peaceful, peaceful. Kind, kind. So we'll practice in silence in this way. The encouragement really is to improvise, but you're following, really like we would do with loving kindness practice, you're following the feeling primarily. And then everything else, the image and the any words you use, are there to support feeling this quality that we see in this beautiful human being or cosmic archetype of the Buddha, the awakened one. And to rest with that quality. If we can see it in the Buddha, we must know something about it in ourselves. And so we just feel that, the peaceful one. So play with it. Let the feeling be full. And anytime you choose, just rest back into the body sitting like a Buddha, noble and steady. Breathing. Resting into things as they are. Right here and right now. to close our meditation. Here's one of the mantras from the Chinese tradition, the Chan tradition of Master Hua, honoring the Buddha. The words are Namo Ban Shir Shir Jia Mu Ni Fo. And this is Namo Ban Shir Shir Jia Mu Ni Fo. Shir Jia Mu Ni is the Chinese transliteration of Sakyamuni. So Namo Sakyamuni Buddha. I'll sing it around a few times and hold the image of the Buddha in your heart, in the mind's eye. Ban shi shi jia mu ni fu mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu o no ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu o na mo ban shi shi jia mu ni fu. Letting it go, letting the image go, back into the emptiness from which it arose.